Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves. Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.
Hello, and welcome everyone. This is Lisa Minini from Accelerate Associates, and I want to welcome everyone to today's high content call for the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle. Today's high content call is why permission-based marketing is a must-have element in systematizing your business. And so get your pen and paper ready because we're going to cover a lot of content in today's call. Let me get some housekeeping issues out of the way. I want to make sure that everyone is aware of our next call. If you get out your calendars to make sure that you're on the Q&A call, the question and answer call for the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle is at a different time on the 26th. Remember, every fourth Tuesday we do meet regarding the Q&A call, so you can get any of your questions answered. The Q&A call is scheduled for 1:30, not 4:30 on the 26th. So please make a note of that in your calendar, and remember, if you need to miss it for any reason, it is uploaded to the audio library so that you can get the information that you need to be successful. Also, remember to schedule in your calendar on Tuesday, February 9th, our next Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle high content call that we have going. There also may be a change in that time. Instead of 4:30, we may have to do it earlier to accommodate another call, but I will certainly let everyone know. Remember that you can get the call information on the Success Circle membership site, so remember to get that information and put that on your calendar as well. And a couple of upcoming events that we have. Thursday, January 21st, 2010, we have Create Your Quantum Leap Strategy. Spots are going fast, so you want to make sure that you do register. We're going to create your strategy for 2010. And, you know, you don't have to spend one more minute wondering how you can take your business to another level. We're going to show you how. I've also asked Sean DePerrin, who is an expert on getting free publicity from the media into your business, positive free publicity. And she is going to be speaking there, and I'm bringing her in, and she's the sponsor for that event as well. Absolutely amazing. And you do want to attend. If you've never seen Sean speak, she's absolutely amazing. And we're going to get you taking a quantum leap in your business. So, again, that's Thursday, January 21st. And for those, that is going to be held in Michigan, in Canton, Michigan, actually. So we're about 20 minutes from the freeway, or from the airport, rather. So for those of you who are coming in, you'll want to make sure that you get directions to the Holiday Inn Suites where we're holding it. Also, Tuesday, January 14th, I'm sorry, yes, Thursday, January 14th at 6 p.m., we've got the Get It, Got It, Go High Content Teleseminar, where we're going to discuss the 7 key areas to systematizing and monetizing your business and what mistakes you should avoid for entrepreneurs in running your business today, so in today's environment. So that's Thursday, January 14th, free teleseminar called Get It, Got It, Go, 6 p.m. You register by going to freebusinessplanformat.com, and you'll get to the thank you page where you can register. We're holding a similar call on Tuesday, January 26th at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's Tuesday, January 26th at 5 p.m. Eastern. Again, that is also a free high-content teleseminar, Get It, Got It, Go. So for those of you who are not able to make the 14th, you can come on the 26th. Wow. lots of events coming up. And, of course, don't forget the 3-day intensive that's coming up in March, 18th, 19th, and 20th. This is the event of the events that you want to be at. And the reason for it is because you will literally transform your business. So if you want to make more in the next 6 months than you have in the last 6 years, you want to be at this event. We've already have people signed up, so you don't want to wait. It is transformative. And we're going through the Entrepreneurial Edge system step by step with you so that you can become very clear on your preferred client. You can know how to seal the deal. You're going to get templates. You're going to get your business model. You're going to learn to systematize and monetize. You're going to learn about leveraged and passive income and how to set that up in your business. We are giving a lot of content and a lot of takeaways, so you do not want to miss this. If you do want to learn more information about this three-day event, please attend one of the free teleseminars on either January 14th or January 26th. Now, those two teleseminars is a 70-minute high-content teleseminar, so we're not going to be selling. But at the end, we are going to be giving information about the three-day event for those people that do want to attend. So you do want to be on those calls because there is a really irresistible offer there. So you do want to attend, and it has to deal with the three-day event. But today's call, today's high content call for all of our Success Circle members is why permission-based marketing is a critical element to have in systematizing your business. Now, you probably already network your business, but the real question is, are your networking systems really working for you to consistently draw in your preferred clients? Consistently. So the good news is there are critical elements to have to systematizing your business that are simple to implement if you know what they are. And you can see a continuous flow of prospects. And that's what we're going to cover on today's Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle High Content Call. So you want to, if you want to know how to make your systems work for you, do the work for you in drawing in your preferred clients, you want to take notes. Okay? You want to take notes today. Okay. And just want to make sure I shared everything with you. Okay, now on to the high content call. All right, we have, we talk about permission-based marketing, and I want to make sure that everybody understands what that is, and I will invariably ask entrepreneurs, oh, yeah, they'll say, I have a permission-based marketing, do you have a permission-based, yeah, I have a permission-based marketing system, they say. And I do a little bit more inquiring. Well, tell me about your permission. Well, I use Kickstarter Card or Letterhead or AWeber. And come to find out, they have an e-newsletter. Okay. Well, you know what? An e-newsletter is good. It's okay. But it's not permission-based marketing system. It's an opt-in service. So that when you are getting traffic or you do communicate with your prospects or maybe even your clients, you have a mechanism to do that, and that's really good. You need that. But having a permission-based marketing system is important for several reasons. A permission-based marketing system is an automated system that creates value for the prospect. It cultivates a relationship. It finds out what's most important to your customers. And it gets that, all of that completed in an automated way, but still helps create a relationship with them. Interesting. Now, you certainly have to have other things that complement it. There's nothing like face-to-face or working with someone, but you'd like to use this analogy because I think it's something that people can wrap their arms around. But how many times have you seen someone out there, meet somebody for the very first time and shove their card in their hands and want to sell them something? I mean, and it could have happened to you. and think about how you felt. But you've got to look at prospecting and prospects and getting clients as cultivating a relationship. It's kind of like dating. You wouldn't necessarily ask somebody on your first date to marry you. But a lot of times, that's what people are doing when they're creating and cultivating relationships. They're asking somebody to marry them before that other person even knows them. So this is making some sense here. So permission-based marketing system is, it creates that relationship with the prospect and cultivates it, kind of like the courting that you would have in a relationship. I know that's kind of an outdated term, but, or dating somebody. But it's kind of like the courting, you know? You're getting to know them, they're getting to know you. In most cases, or in many cases, when you have a system like this, they don't know you. They don't know you, and they may not trust you yet because of maybe the way they found you. Maybe it was through the internet, and they just don't quite know you, so they're a little suspect. So, number one, one of the reasons to have permission-based marketing is it creates relationships with the prospect. So you might want to write that down. Creates a relationship with the prospect, depending on how your permission-based marketing system is set up. I'll give you more details as we go along. So that's number one. One reason why permission-based marketing is so important to have is that you, especially in systematizing your business, is you have to have a mechanism of cultivating that relationship, of courting the person. And when you have a permission-based marketing system, it allows you to do that. Number two, it provides value. When you have a permission-based marketing system, and a lot of people, again, say, oh, sign up for my e-newsletter. Okay, well, you might be giving them an e-newsletter, but if you're doing nothing but selling in your e-newsletter, then that's not permission-based marketing. Permission-based marketing creates value for the person. Now, a lot of times, people won't even, you know, they'll sign up for the e-newsletter, and that's fine. You can certainly give that away. But think about in terms of something else that would help a person feel comfortable in working with you. Is there something that you can give for free? Now, I'm not suggesting you give away the store, but again, think of it in terms of a courtship. First date, you give them some information. You give them a little piece of information that tells them more about you. Now, I'm not suggesting you download an audio that, you know, tells people, you know, that you've got 3 PhDs, 2 masters, and, you know, whatever. People are interested in that, but what they want to know is, how did you become an expert? They want to connect with you. So maybe, you know, a CD on something related. So, for example, we've had photographers. Well, wedding photographers. Maybe you download, it could be an ebook that you can give away for free on how to have the best wedding ever. You know, 10 tips to have the best wedding ever and make it into an ebook, which they, you know, your prospect will, you know, opt in, give them their email, and so they can get this ebook and maybe work through it. But it has to be something of value to them that gets them thinking about maybe your product, or helps them actually maybe think about not necessarily your product or service, but helps them, you know, in the related area that you're at. So if you're a photographer, wedding photographer, your ebook is going to say how to have a great wedding. Well, everybody wants to have a great wedding. So you want to give something that can provide value to them, to your prospect. Again, without giving away the store. They could be tips. It could be 5 steps to do this. Now, a lot of times where people struggle with this in their permission-based marketing system is they'll get stuck because they'll say, well, you know, everybody knows this. No, not everybody knows this. Really, even though you may be an expert in your area, not everybody knows what you know. So even though you think you're being very simplistic, it could very well be what that person is looking for. So you need to think of it in terms of what value can you provide, but without giving away the store, and it's a fine balance. But create a value that somebody who finds your site would put in their name and email address to get. Now, again, it can be an audio. These are relatively inexpensive, if not free, things that you can do. An audio, it could be some people give a CD, shipping and handling might be involved there, so you might want to think about that. An ebook, something digital. It could be a link to a white paper that you have written. It could be, again, something that is going to entice them and create trust and value for them. It's time to think about your customer. What would be of value to them? This also provides an opportunity so, you know, they can determine, do I want to work with this person? Now, this is good. And some people will say, no, you know, I don't want anybody clicking off. This is the time where you want people to click off that don't quite align with you. And here's why. You're after your preferred clients. You don't want to work with everybody. And your permission-based marketing system can help you do that. Or people that are just tire kickers. You know, people that are just looking, just to look. So you don't want to spend your time with people like that. You want to spend your time most efficiently with people that do want to work with you, that do align with what you have to offer and how you want to do business. Now, number two, provide value. Number three, do it in a way that has them self-select. So when they land on a page that has your opt-in, so where they can put their email address and name, what's going to attract them to you? What's your story? What is your story? What are you offering them? You know, maybe it's an ebook that has your story. How you overcome this. How you do this. How you, seven tips to do this. Here's how, and it doesn't have to be long, but, you know, here's how I overcame it. You know, again, they want to get to know you and how you became an expert in that subject matter area. So something that, number one, you know, something your permission-based marketing creates a relationship with the prospect. Number two, it provides value. And number three, they've self-selected. It also helps them self-select. Do I want to give up my email and name, okay, to get this information? Number four reason to have permission-based marketing is it draws in organic traffic. What does that mean? Put the hat of your preferred customer on. Put that preferred customer hat on and get it from their perspective. What solutions are they looking at? How do they want to feel? What do they want to do? What solutions are they looking for? What tips can you give them to alleviate whatever? Or something, 5 tips to be more happier, more successful, increase your income, those kinds of things. But organic traffic is going to find you. How are they going to find you? Through what's called keyword phrases. You want to make sure that they find you through what they're going to put in a search engine. So again, remember to put that hat on, put that preferred client hat on to find that organic traffic. So if you were your client, what would you put in a search engine? Think about that. What would you put in a search engine? And try it. You know, if you think the words, you know, put those words in a search engine. See what comes up. Does anything similar come up to yours, what you offer? And if so, can you make different variations? You know, this is a great way to also test, you know, your search engine optimization of your website. You know, does your website come up when you put in some keywords that would appropriately identify your business? Sometimes that can also be based on the area that you serve. So if you only serve in a specific area or state or what have you, you want to make sure that that search engine that people might put in that specific information, your information comes up. But having permission-based marketing is the use of keyword phrases or different keywords that draw in organic traffic. So if you find a keyword phrase that where maybe your website comes up, then buy that phrase in a domain name and put your permission-based marketing on that domain name, because that's all part of permission-based marketing. And that's number four. So number one was to create relationship with the prospect. Cultivating that relationship is one of the reasons for permission-based marketing. Number two, providing value. What free stuff can you give away? What value can you give away? Ebook, CD, product. Something so they can get to know you. Number three, allow them, you know, have some verbiage on there that allows them to self-select. Number four, draw in organic traffic. That organic traffic that's going to put, you know, the result that they're looking for in a search engine to find you. Number five, attach, number five, you can attach other events to your free stuff. So for example, let's say that, well, and I'll use myself as an example. Some people don't know originally about me. Most people, when they start working with me, they've been referred to me. Most of my business comes from referrals that people have. But a lot of people don't know me. So when they go to freebusinessplanformat.com, it's because they may have been putting that in a search engine. Oh, you know, I want to start a business. I got to start with a business plan. Let me see if there's any free business plans on the free business plan formats on the web. So they're going to put in free business plan format, and ta-da! You know, they get to my ebook. Get ready, get set, go! 3 steps to jumpstart your startup. Hey, this looks like something of value. I also give them, you know, a free business plan format that they can complete. And so they put their name in. Now, if they don't want messages from me over time, then they're going to click off, meaning they don't, you know, they don't want to receive that information, which is fine, because it allows them to self-select. So it provides value. They've self-selected. So that's, you know, number two, it provides value. Number three, they've self-selected. Number four, it draws in that organic traffic. So you can see now how that is an automated system that's starting that does it for me. Now, the attaching other events is once they download the book, there's something on the book site which automatically says, hey, wait a minute, if you want another free teleseminar, you're more than welcome to come. Here's the information about it. And people either do or they don't sign up for the free teleseminar. If they can make it, great, give them some choices. But it's another way of, you know, cultivating that relationship with them, especially if they don't know. You've got to develop that trust. And I'm a teleseminar. You're going to say a little bit about you so they can connect with you and start a relationship with you. Because it's all about relationships. Despite the fact we're talking about systems here, it's all about the relationship with people. You can just use those systems to help cultivate that relationship, get it going. And, you know, so many people that I know, so many entrepreneurs that I work with will struggle. They'll struggle with cold calls. And it's like, why are you doing cold calls when you got the leverage of the internet? Yeah, but for some people, they feel better doing cold calls. Great. Well, let this supplement those cold calls. Maybe you do cold calls and you invite them to your site. Great. Put them in through your permission-based marketing. Let them see it. Use both. Okay. So you can attach other events to your free stuff. You know, some people with permission-based marketing systems, they'll go to a product, and you know, maybe a $1 product. You know, get this free e-newsletter for $1 for life. You can certainly do that, but again, you know, how do you want to cultivate that relationship? You know, that might be further on down the line if you're just getting started. So think about that as you're setting up these systems. And you can test the systems too. So if you're not finding a lot of conversion or people coming to your teleseminars, you can also think about how, you know, you might be wanting to tweak your system. So if you're making them, you know, pay $1 for your newsletter, or maybe a software program, you might want to rethink that if you're not getting any conversions or people signing up. Number six is the permission-based marketing system will complement other marketing and networking that you do. Because you know, again, going back to creating and cultivating the relationship, if we use the same analogy I used before with regard to, you know, marriage and courting, same thing. You meet somebody at a networking event. Okay, maybe you invite them on your LinkedIn profile. Great, you send them an invitation. But then what? You know, what about if you could say, hey, something that might be of value to you that you can, you know, see if you like is my free ebook. You're more than welcome to. You know, and if they have an interest, they're going to go. If they don't, they don't. But again, these are some things that can complement the other networking you're doing. Or some people have a marketing mix that I talk about, and they decide to do articles, and those articles can refer people back to your permission-based marketing. So as they're reading your article, they're getting engaged in your article about it, maybe a subject matter that you're working with. Oh, this is a really interesting article. Maybe they found it some other place. You know, they found it, you know, wherever you posted it, maybe on eZine Articles. eZineArticles.com is a place where you can post articles. Selfgrowth.com, selfgrowth.com is another place. So these are places that you can put your information on that people might find. And if they do, then you can put on the bottom of that article, hey, yeah, this is Joe Smith, and, you know, feel free to download your, you know, to learn more information, download a free ebook at www, you know, whatever your keyword phrase is or your domain is. Again, make it easy for them to find. Don't say, here, go to my website and, you know, try to find it on page, whatever. Make it really easy for them to find your permission-based marketing system or site. So Again, it's complementing the other activities that you do that will provide value, that will further enhance that relationship that you're cultivating with other people. Number seven, it can also build passive and leveraged income. When a permission-based marketing system is developed, it can build passive and leveraged income in that the way that you set up your permission-based marketing system, you can use different services that when clicked on, depending on how you set it up, you could actually make a commission off of. And we show you how to do this through the entrepreneurial, we give you access to a permission-based marketing step-by-step program that you walk through that, you know, there's a lot of variety in the way that you can use it and set it up. You can use all free, non-commissionable steps that we take you through, or you can sign up for some of these other affiliate programs and use throughout the whole process of setting up your permission-based marketing system and use, bits and pieces of their products or services, and then you make commissions based on the links that you use. So, and again, this is spelled out in the 3-day intensive, but the purpose of it is it can really create leveraged and passive income. Now, again, remember when I said that even though there's a lot of content that's free, that provides value, that encourages and establishes some trust in you, there's also a point where you can segue into more paid products as well, maybe further on down the line. And it's an automated system that comes from that, and you can set up these autoresponders that continuously communicate with them. So there's an opportunity, depending on how you set up your system, to make that passive income, to leverage that, and truly not only cultivate that relationship, but then ultimately convert that prospect into a client or customer. So we've started creating the relationship with the prospect, cultivating that relationship, providing value. They've self-selected. It draws in some of that organic traffic. You can attach other events to your free stuff, like a free teleseminar. Non-paid. You can complements your other marketing and networking that you do. And it can build passive and leveraged income. I mean, that's quite a bit right there. But the next one, and there's more, you also, number nine, will see in this goes to the self-select and pre-qualify, is you see over time who wants to get your information. So even though somebody's been on your list for 2 months and sending information, all of a sudden they might click off. And you might think, wow, what am I doing wrong? Well, it might not be anything you're doing wrong. It may simply be that they no longer want to receive information from you because maybe they solved their solution or whatnot. So, or maybe they changed their mind or it wasn't quite right, and that's okay. There's a lot of pros and cons, to getting information from people that have decided not to be in your permission-based marketing system. But you do want to be careful about communicating with them after they've already said, hey, I don't want your information. Because there's only so many clicks that they can link on before, you can't contact them anymore for spamming reasons. So, again, you might want to think about how you collect information on the exit part of your permission-based marketing. But again, how much time do you really want to spend with that? If you're only having one or two every so often, it may not be worth your time to do that. But if you're seeing results or you're seeing outcomes where people aren't converting or, you know, they are clicking off, then there may be something just a little bit, something wrong with the way the marketing message is, or the links are. So you want to make sure that when you do set up a system that you do look to make sure that all the links are working. Because you want to see over time who's working with you, what kind of businesses are, what kind of people are, and are they your preferred client? And sometimes what happens is over time people attract, you know, people that they hadn't even thought of and thought, oh, wait a minute, this is a great market here, and end up creating really wonderful programs and services for those individuals. Number 10, and the reason for having a permission-based marketing system is to ask and inquire what it is that is most pressing to them or is most important to them and your prospects. Your permission-based marketing system should have a mechanism and a way to collect not massive amounts of data. Because remember, when they're first signing up for your newsletter, your e-zine, or your free product, they don't know you in many cases, or they've just met you. So don't overwhelm them with, you know, are you married? Have you ever been married? Do you have any children? Did you, you know, and asking them 100 questions. One, maybe two questions, but one question before they're able to get your free product. That's it. That's all people have time for. And some people won't even do that. So remember, keep it short, keep it simple, keep it a very open-ended, maybe questions where you can get information from people to really understand what it is they're looking for. That is must in your permission-based marketing system. Many, I would say 99% of the permission-based marketing systems that I've either experienced or been through, or business owners have created, do not ask that simple question of what's most important to them. And maybe the reason why they were on the site, or you know, what attracted them most, or what's their most pressing question. And if they have a most pressing question, you know, that they could put in, that could also reveal, you know, what's on their mind, what's on your prospect's mind. So then later, you can create content, you can create articles, you can create blogs, you can create products, you can, you know, do all of those things that will be solutions for your prospects. And so they'll convert to clients later on. And they've told you what they wanted. So, again, it's really important to ask. To ask. So we've got, one, you want to cultivate the relationship. Okay? Number two, you want to provide value. Free stuff, CDs. Number three, you want to have them self-select and pre-qualify. Four, you want to draw in organic traffic. You want to make sure you're using right keywords. Number five, you want to maybe attach other free events to further that relationship. Number six, you want to use it as part of complementing your marketing and networking. Number seven, you want to build passive and leveraged income through it. And it's really important to understand that there's different ways that you can build in that passive and leveraged income. You can see over time who wants to get your information. You can self-select or pre-qualify and pre-qualify. And again, you can ask them. Ask them a question about what's most important or what's their most pressing question. Again, it depends on your business too. So the next time, you know, you think about, gee, you know, all I have is an e-newsletter. That's fine. Having an e-newsletter is half the battle. Or having a blog or being able to consistently communicate with them is really important. But remember, that's only half of it. Make sure you take a look at it from a system standpoint. How do you further systematize it? How can you use the permission-based marketing system? Right? Now again, some people use it to do other teleseminars, paid teleseminars. There are a number of alternatives. And again, for those of you that are interested, we do go through this whole process in the 3-day intensive. So if you have not yet attended or registered for that, you do want to register for that. Excuse me. If you go to freebusinessplanformat.com and register for one of the teleseminars that we have coming up, you can get more information on that call. Towards the end of the call, again, remember it's a high-content call. We're, you know, only going to cover that information at the end, so you do want to stay if you're interested. And in the process, you'll get a lot of high content as well. Okay, we have a couple of questions that came in with respect to the permission-based marketing. One person asks, does it matter what kind of product that I offer? The question, and that's a great question. The answer is, it doesn't matter what kind of product that you have, whether it's an ebook or an audio or a CD, I've even seen. But if you're going to give a CD, what I've also seen is that they initially will collect your, obviously, your address information, and some people don't want to put that in when they don't know you. So think about your systems, and usually a name and an email they'll give, but any more than that. So if you're going to do hard products like CDs, DVDs, you want to think about that. You could also do, you know, once they put in their information, do a link to another site that gives them access to a video or an e-course. You know, the e-course is set up so that maybe they get, five or seven, or however you set that up, however you set your e-course, maybe, you know, one a week, and that's through your autoresponders. So those are just some ideas of how you might be able to set up your permission-based marketing system, and what I've seen as well. Does it matter what kind of autoresponder you use? That was another question. No, it doesn't matter what kind of autoresponder you use. Some people use AWeber. An integrated autoresponder is Kickstart Cart. And for those of you who really want to launch your business to another level, I would highly recommend something like Kickstart Cart, which is a branded version of One Shopping Cart. It's the same thing. If you go to One Shopping Cart, the number one, shoppingcart.com, or if you go to Kickstart Cart, it's the same one. But I go to Kickstart Cart. Why? Because, and you can get there through my website, just accelerateassociates.com, and go to the resources page. I think it's the blog's resources page. You can click on Kickstart Cart. The reason for that is it has an affiliate program I mentioned earlier about the way you set up permission-based marketing. And I use Kickstart Cart because it has an affiliate program. If anybody clicks on that link, signs up for Kickstart Cart, they will... Now, this is not part of my permission-based marketing, but I use their product because they have a commission built in, one of their affiliates. So anytime anybody signs up for Kickstart Cart to use it, then I will get a commission. And there's a lot more commissionable programs that are out there. For example, I've set up one for Accelerate Associates, so any one of you can become an affiliate. The advantage of an affiliate, you can set up. Now, I tend to give a lot to my affiliates because they're putting the word out there, they're working hard on my behalf, and so, you know, I give them a lot of early bird specials and discounts and whatnot. So, but it's up to you. Now, you can set up an affiliate program through there, and it's real easy, and the shopping cart does it for you. But this is a way of passive and leveraged income, and this is also a way, if you want to offer an affiliate program, of really getting the word out there without increasing your overhead. So it's a way to leverage, you know, the people that you know you well, that you can compensate for referring business to you. And it's just, you know, it's the right thing to do a lot of times. Okay. So those were some great questions. Okay, I think we have time for a couple more. Let's see here. And remember, if you have any questions, if we can take them on the high-content calls, we will. But if we don't get to your question, we will take them on the Q&A call, which is the fourth Thursday of the month. And you can just email those to info@accelerateassociates.com. Remember, too, that when you do submit a question for the Q&A, for the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle Q&A, make sure to put that in the subject line or somewhere in your email so we know which entrepreneur or which Success Circle site, because we have two. We have one for career transition and one for Entrepreneurial Edge, so entrepreneurs. So just keep that in mind as you're sending in your questions. Okay, well, this one was before I think somebody listened to the program, but what is a permission-based marketing system? And a permission-based marketing system is an automated system that creates value for the prospects, cultivates a relationship, and finds out what's most important to your prospect. It's an automated system. Okay. And for many people that grew up in the industrial age, you know, this seems, you know, kind of unreal. And they'll resist it, and they don't like it, or they don't like the social online networks. And again, this is just all part of using or leveraging the internet, leveraging systems, so you can work smarter, not harder. Now, we did get an email. It was interesting. We got an email from someone that asked the question about, you know, what if I only want a part-time business? You know, what if I'm semi-retired and I only want a part-time business? Well, great. You can still have a permission-based marketing system, all right? So you don't want to work as hard. Why not just work with organic traffic then that comes in, that finds you? Perfect, you know? So you're not out there networking all the time. I'm not saying, too, that permission-based marketing, you know, is the end-all, do-all. You do have to have things to supplement it. But there are other mechanisms for that to supplement it that we're going to talk about in the three-day intensive. However, permission-based marketing will greatly bring in clients and on a consistent basis. So more so than any networking that I've ever experienced. So I've been at this for quite a while. So permission-based marketing is certainly today the way to go if you want to help cultivate the relationships, if you're taking a systems approach to profitability and to consistently bring in preferred clients. What should, another question, my landing page consists of, you know, Frank Kern is a huge marketer, internet marketer, very successful. You know, his recommendations for opt-in pages are you can really keep it simple. You know, in the Entrepreneurial Edge system, you're going to hear over and over where I say, you know, use the terminology KISS, K-I-S-S. Keep it super simple. Keep it super simple. And it depends on the, you know, your branding. It depends on your sort of image. But typically, a permission-based marketing system does not have any other links on the page because you don't want them to link off. You want them to be completely isolated in what you have to offer. And that can be very simple. Now, one of the biggest conversion rates is the use of video on something like that, because they can see you, they can hear you. It doesn't have to be real fancy, but conversion rates will typically have people opt in more. But it can be simple. It could be a header that identifies maybe a question, or are you looking for this, or are you this kind of person that's looking for this, and which is your solution. You can have, you know, learn more about this, identify this, learn about the key features, this in our free ebook. Just put your name in and number, email address, and we'll get that off to you. Now, you can even save that to a video and have some written. Again, it's the first step. It can be very, very simple. It doesn't have to be long, and it doesn't have to be complex. But it's key that you don't have any links on that page, because you do want them to be completely focused on your message, and so that they can self-select and pre-qualify themselves through your permission-based marketing system. Now, there's other ways, too, for prospects to self-select and pre-qualify. Again, that's going to be covered on, we touch on it on the free teleseminar that's coming up in January, and we cover it to more of an extent at the three-day intensive in March, the Entrepreneurial Edge three-day intensive. So that's an option for you if you want to get more information. See here. Okay, I think we do have time for one more question. Do you have any specific recommendations on how to research keyword phrases? Google has a free product. You can go through that. You know, there's other Market Samurai, another one. And you can look up some keyword phrases to find out which ones that are most effective. But again, you really want to make sure, too, that you carefully investigate those. Like, for example, if you have one that rates really high, but it has so much competition that your site may never get up into the ratings, you may not want that key phrase, even though it's the most popular one. So when you use some of these, you want to be careful about how you're using them, because that's going to be an indicator it's going to give you more information about whether or not you should use those specific keyword phrases. Okay? That is something also you might want to ask in your permission-based marketing over time. How did you find us? You know, if you found us over the internet, how, you know, did you use any phrases to find us? You know, or what questions did you ask, or what words did you put in? So, I mean, you could do that too. But again, if you ask too many questions in that first step, you know, you might scare them off. Just like if you had your first date, if you ask too many questions, you might scare the person off. So don't grill them when they're coming in through your permission-based marketing. You're trying to create a relationship here. So, and I'm only laughing because I've seen people do it, and they laugh later realizing what they've done, but it's kind of funny. So I just want to be respectful of everyone's time, and we are just about out of time, and I want to thank everybody for coming to today's Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle high content call. Just a reminder that we do have some events coming up. So hopefully for those of you who are local, you can come to the Create Your Quantum Leap Strategy on January 21st or attend one of our teleseminars on the 14th or 26th, no matter where you're at, so in the comfort of your own space. If you have any other further questions, feel free to email us at info@accelerateassociates.com. We are going to have the next Entrepreneurial Edge Circle Q&A call. Remember, Tuesday, January 26th at 1:30. So we're rescheduling that a little bit earlier that day. And again, if you can't make it, we always record these calls and put them in the audio library so that you can keep up to date at your leisure. All right. Well, thank you very much for attending. I'm Lisa Menini, and this has been the permission-based marketing segment that we've covered. Why permission-based marketing is a critical element to have in systematizing your business. I hope I've answered some of your questions. And if you want more information, feel free to attend any of our upcoming events. I look forward to seeing you there. And until next time, create a great day.